The Santa Barbara City Council is calling for the arrest of a real estate agent who referred to the architecture of his listing as, quote, plantation style. Said he was a racist.
This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mark, this is Christina. Remember a few years ago when we put our house on the market? We had 6 offers, all of them above asking price. Well, we decided we'd like to do that again. Call me.
Okay, so that was funny when the market was tanking and prices had dropped. So I guess it will again. So says Richard Soothsayer. I'd rather trust the judgment of the senior economist for the California Association of Realtors, Oscar Way. He was on in January, and everything he said was he predicted did in fact occur. So we're going to bring him back on for the second and possibly third segment, talk about the market shift and home prices and the state overall and what to expect about prices, housing supply shortages. And the economy, the fundamentals of the economy. So listen to him and not Richard. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll do in the first segment. And we'll start off with a home maintenance tip of the week because I went to a couple of homes. And it was interesting that they both had similar driveways that consisted of separate concrete slabs, if you will, maybe 2.5 feet by 5 or 6 feet. And they were separated by material, 2 different materials. One had the fake grass, and the other had large gray stones. And I showed it to an engineer friend, and he said, you know, what I like about that is that when you don't have a huge pour of slab of concrete, there's less chance of cracking when you have these individual slabs. And if one lifts up a half inch, you won't get displacement. And it's pretty. It was actually very attractive. Maybe pretty is the wrong word. Okay, let's take a look at year-to-date stats and then see if we can squeeze in a boxer, a hot property for former boxer. See if we can squeeze that in. But let's take a look at the year-to-date through November 16th, 2018, the 46th week of the year 2018, single-family residences only, just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service. The median price for single-family homes from Carpinteria to Goleta year-to-date is $1,267,000. Now, it happens this week we had very few sales and very low median price, so that kind of pushed it down a little bit. But then again, we had a large number of opened escrows at a very high median price of almost $1.4 million. So who knows where we'll end up at the end of the year? We're at week 46. I'm guessing we'll end up around $1.270 million. 2017 ended up at $1.285 million. So they were on we were on the uptick towards the last quarter of last year. Right now, at this time last year, the median price was $1,277,000. So again, 2017 ended up at $1,285,000 and was very high at the beginning of 2018. And we've been, you know, we've been hanging in there about $1,275,000. Now it's $1,267,000. Single family homes from Carp to Goleta. However, number of sales down 10.5%. I had been tracking Montecito only, and at one time, 30-35% number of sales down. Of course, not as if you have hundreds and hundreds of sales in Montecito, but it impacted the market overall. And by the end of the year, we'll take out Montecito, just look at everything else. But overall, 10.5% fewer sales. So that's just a tick under, it's about 19.65 sales per week. Last year, it was virtually 22 sales per week, 21.96. 2015, it was 20.6 sales per week. So we're at 19.65. So fewer sales, median price holding. And again, we'll talk to a California Association of Realtor Economists in the second segment and talk about these very stats. And he'll, of course, be looking mostly at the state of California, but we'll see what he's got to say. Oscar Wei will be weighing in, of course. Okay, let's see. I did the home maintenance tip of the week. So let's give you some boxing news. You watch boxing, Richard?
No.
Never did? I haven't recently. Back in the day, Muhammad Ali. I can't stand watching the what is cage fighting called? The MMA or something. They have some name. I can't turn it on. If I'm channel surfing and I see it, the NFL, or no, it's the NHL, the National Hockey League. No, it's NMA or something. I can't even watch it. It's just so barbaric. So, but boxing, it's an Olympic sport. So this tragic story, well, first, there's big bucks in boxing. Floyd Mayweather Jr., talk about the top and the bottom. Floyd Mayweather Jr., nicknamed Money, and it's not for lack of spending. Retired boxer shelled out $10 million for a newly constructed compound in Vegas, and it caught my attention because I'm surprised you could buy a $10 million house in Vegas. That's a lot of money, but maybe it would cost $20 million in the L.A. area. It's 21, almost 22,000 square feet. The house you live in is probably 1,500 or 2,000 square feet. It's got almost 22,000 feet, 11 bedrooms, 14 bathrooms, two guest houses, indoor and outdoor pool, of course, Vegas, two detached garages, and 20-car subterranean garage, and a vineyard. It's only on one 1.41 acres. I think there's a dot there. It can't be 141 acres. I think there's a dot there. So this is Floyd Mayweather Jr., known as Money. And he, the second time he dropped eight figures on a home in 2 years, he paid $25.5 million for a Beverly Hills home. So there you go. It's only $10 million in Vegas. Got a bargain. After retiring in 2015 at an undefeated career, Mayweather returned to last year to fight, oh, here it is, the MMA. MMA star Conor McGregor, and he earned, guess how much he earned for fighting out of his class, and I guess he lost because he was a boxer. $9.5 million? $275 million he got paid. So that's why he's dropping. Now, of course, I don't know if he netted that. So sadly, on the other side of the coin for a boxer, was, I don't have his name, but another former boxer died during a croissant eating food contest. I really should have gotten the guy's name. I heard it on the radio. It's got to be right because everything I tell you is correct, right? Maybe you can Google that during the break. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We're going to take a quick break. And amazingly enough, come back, and my guest, Oscar Wei, is the senior economist for the California Association of Realtors. We're going to talk about the market and the economy. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.